Brothers and sisters in Christ our Lord, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. A few weeks ago, when Pastor Meyer last preached, it just so happened that the gospel for the second Sunday after Epiphany was the story of Jesus' miracle of changing water into wine at the wedding in Cana, and our Lord blessing holy marriage by that miracle and his presence. That gospel happened to coincide with the next sequential reading from the small catechism for our weekly family catechetical time. The readings from the table of duties to husbands and to wives were next to be read. Pastor Meyer almost couldn't believe me that it happened that way. And again this week, to go with the Lord's parable of the workers in the vineyard, the next in line from the table of duties is to workers of all kinds. So I'm going to ask you to turn with me, please, to page 2 of your bulletin and read with me now from the small catechism. From the table of duties, the certain passages of Scripture for various holy orders and positions, admonishing them about their duties and responsibilities to workers of all kinds, we read, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service, as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will, as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free." Jesus' parable today says that the kingdom of heaven is like the most unbelievable owner and employer. He goes out and he calls and gathers workers into his vineyard. No matter when they've come in, what their history has been, where they've been, even those who stood idle all day long. Many were called and invited in to work. It's all goodness and grace. This owner wants to be that way and wants everyone to know it. It's how he is. All grace, love for others in fullest measure. A full day's pay is paid out to all the laborers, even if they had only worked just one single hour. Many who are first will be last, and the last first, says Jesus. Everyone will receive what is promised purely by the goodness of the owner of the vineyard. Being part of God's kingdom, therefore, is not based on you earning or deserving anything. But all of it is according to God's grace, his undeserved love for sinners. Now, how can our temporal places of employment ever live up to the kingdom of heaven? In our table of duties passage from Ephesians 6, as with what follows next week, to masters or to employers, both servant and master, employee and employer, are summoned to live in a healthy fear and trembling before the face of God, the one who owns all things. Workers and employers are to see in each other a blessing from the hand of a gracious God and treat them accordingly. And of course, this is, by the way, how everyone is to treat their neighbor, no matter what the particular relationship may be. You are to see each other as blessings from God. For the worker, his or her work is not ultimately just for his employer or master. It is to work, quote, as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering your service with a good will as to the Lord. It is to do your work each day as if for Christ himself. The master is in the place of Christ. And then to see the reward for your labor as being from Christ himself. This is, after all, how our Father in heaven wills to provide daily bread for the worker and his or her family through the means of the sweat of one's brow and honorable, honest, hard work. In the parable of the vineyard, everyone put in their work for the owner. Some put in more work than others. But everyone did what they were called to do. They were there. They were in the vineyard. And so they had believed the promises of the owner. He would pay whatever is righteous. It turns out for this vineyard and owner, what was righteous was all that all received one day's wage. Some who worked all day grumbled. They felt they were underpaid for overperformance. They didn't see things eye to eye with the owner of the vineyard. Jesus was aiming this parable at his disciples. Just a few minutes before Jesus tells this parable, they had been visited by the rich young ruler who would not sell all that he had to follow Jesus. Peter and the disciples say to Jesus, "See, Lord, we have left everything to follow you." They were perceiving that they were among the first to work in God's kingdom for Jesus and that they should have a special place. After all, they had given it all up, unlike the rich young ruler. They had sacrificed much, it was true. In the parable, they are the all-day workers bearing the burden of the heat of the day and who, with their Jewish brothers and sisters, would not believe that the sinners and Gentiles of their day, those ninth and 11th hour workers, should be so freely admitted into God's kingdom and paid the same wage at the end. Because surely reason says one has to do something to earn reward in God's kingdom. Have you ever grumbled about your employer? I don't know who to grumble about. I guess I grumble to God. But perhaps I do grumble to God. Do you? Is everything always fair at work? Is everything always fair in life? Our sinful nature says, it's okay to grumble about those who are placed over us and their perceived shortcomings and their bad decisions that we think they make. The sinful nature tempts us to withhold something from those over us in response if we perceive we're being shortchanged. But the scripture is always extolling us to bear our cross with humility and integrity. Dr. Luther has a lot to say on workers doing honest work in his commentary on the seventh commandment in the Large Catechism. You shall not steal. You are to help your neighbor, especially your employer and fellow workers, to improve and protect their property and income, their livelihood. Luther lists these sins for employees: doing things like treating entrusted property carelessly and thoughtlessly, neglecting and wasting the goods of your employer, robbing your employer with bad or shoddy work, especially if one thinks one is underpaid and the employee decides to repay the owner with bad or shoddy work. Luther reminds us that our holy and zealous God watches over our human community, and especially the economic sphere, and he protects the possessions of our neighbor against infringements of our greed, both by having the law preached to us and by the enforcement of the civil law by the appointed government. There is no larger union on earth than thievery. Do not forget, the law might also work in this way. The employer may just reward your bad work for him or her by terminating your employment. How different is God's kingdom God's vineyard. Our temporal worker-employer relationships are mere shadows of the reality of our gracious and forgiving God. This side of heaven, those relationships must strive to live up to and reflect the love of our holy and just God. In God's kingdom, his holy church, all who are in his vineyard, no matter when they've come, even at the 11th hour, even if they've been idle all day, even if they've been grumbling, God graciously accepts and adopts and gives them the inheritance of eternal life. For if one has entered the vineyard of the Lord, one has the gift of sincere repentance and true faith in Christ wrought by the Holy Spirit. Thus God accounts him righteous on account of the blood of Jesus. God ordains to sanctify and make holy in his love all who are in his kingdom. He protects them in their weakness against the devil, the world, and their flesh. Note how the Lord of the vineyard earnestly entreats those grumbling first-hour workers not to begrudge his generosity. He longs for them to accept his payment with humility and grateful hearts. Do you think they heard his word? Do you think they repented of looking out for old number one? Do you think they looked instead gratefully to him for his gracious wage? That's what we need to be doing when we err. Put aside our pride, humble ourselves, listen to God's word, and repent, because the Lord does know best. He is God. We are his people. This is to say, humble yourselves before the word of God. Live out your baptism. Seek his absolution. Joyfully yearn for his supper. For by these means he preserves you through the heat and toil of the work in his kingdom, until that day when he pays a wonderful and undeserved wage. Remember, friends, when the heat of the day burns overhead, as you live out the vocations that God gives you, and there are many, you will be gravely tempted to forget the promises of our gracious Lord. You will sometimes stumble and fall. Sometimes you will grumble and complain. And sometimes the Lord will seem to be silent to our calls for his help and our cries for his justice and mercy. The Lord, who yearns for you to fear, love, and trust him, may rebuke your hard heart and seek to discipline you. And the work of each day in the Lord's vineyard may be very hard and sometimes discouraging, and sometimes there seems to be no harvest visible and no wine flowing out of the press. Nevertheless, unlike our earthly employers, where none of them are perfect or full of grace all the time, and there are no perfect jobs, no matter how much we might love our vocation, remember this: in God's vineyard, God's kingdom, your calling and election in Jesus Christ are sure. The gates of hell cannot prevail against him or his church, his calling, his promises. You are in the vineyard through your baptism into him, and you will receive what is righteous from God, because he accounts you to be righteous. He made you righteous. He declares you righteous, for he gave you what is righteous, himself. For God's Son bore the brunt of the work for you. Jesus is the singular worker of all kinds, of all times, who blesses our daily work in his kingdom through his ultimate sacrificial work for our sake, as our dear brother. The winepress of God's wrath over sin, he allowed to be pressed on himself. He, the vine, and the fruit of the vine, and so from God's Son was extracted every drop of his own holy, innocent, precious blood to bring about a wonderful deliverance by his goodness and grace. For the last, you sinners, you workers of all kinds, by nature, whose work is no good and whose condition is lost, you have been made first. and the first, the only begotten Son of God, made himself last for your sake, so that you would not perish, but enjoy the fruit of his labors, the unbelievable, undeserved deliverance by his goodness and grace, the wondrous free gift of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.